You see, when we pray, we don't change God. God is absolutely immutable. He cannot be changed. Because change implies going from a lesser to a greater state, or from a greater to a lesser state. And you can never, ever predicate that of our God. When we pray, we dispose and condition ourselves to receive. And what better timing for that than when the sacred Eucharistic heart of Jesus Christ rests, lives, beats right within our own for as long as the species remain. Then you and I have equivalently what the Virgin Mother of God had when she conceived Christ 9 months before his birth. Only with Mary, Jesus was within her reproductive organs. With you, with me, he's right within our digestive tract for as long as the species remain. And in a normal, healthy stomach, it's still about 10 or 15 minutes. I brought that question up to Dr. Zuckerby, the man who studied the physical sufferings of Christ. And he would have about 5 and 6 autopsies every week as medical examiner in Rockland County. He knows the human body, living and dead. And I asked him, how long would a normal host stay in a rather healthy stomach? And he calculated. And he said, between 15 minutes and a half hour. You know, when we made our first communion back in 1937, what our dear sister Alfreda told us, and she was the most energetic and inspirational teacher I ever had in my whole life, my second grade teacher, that was the catechesis taught us. He stays for about 10 or 15 minutes after you receive, as he's present now in the tabernacle. Oh, there are many presences of Jesus in this world, and God. He's in nature, he's in scripture, he's in the church, he's in the magisterium of the church, the teaching authority of the church. He's in us, actually or potentially, but his presence par excellence is his presence in the Holy Eucharist. Make much of that time. No more shortchanging yourselves. How blessed we are. You know, the greatest tragedy about all of our suffering is that we fail to learn from it. It's kind of wasted. I know many people actually curse God when their pain gets great, and the morphine drip doesn't take care of it. I can understand that too. The pain is so horrible. And I saw it in St. Francis Hospital too. It was this precious lady. She was probably in her 60s. And they told me she had been a professional skater in her youth, ice skater. She'd gone down to about 45 or 50 pounds with her terminal cancer. She had accepted it beautifully. Wonderful soul. But her husband, standing right next to her, when I came into that hospital room, he glared at me. If looks could have killed, I would have been slain on the spot. I could tell he hated me. He hated me and everything I stood for. And his gesture before God was not, Lord, I accept, or please, Lord, give me the grace to be able to accept. Oh, no. His gesture before God was this. And if he could have annihilated God with one fell swoop, he would have knocked God right out of existence. He hated God. He blamed God for the condition of his wife. At least the man had some faith, didn't he? He skipped all of those secondary causes of cancer and got back to the first cause, the uncaused cause, the prime mover, as we call God in philosophy, and dumped everything on him. And pain is so real. I told you the 3 stages of dealing with pain at Mass this morning, if you remember, to tolerate it, to accept it, to embrace it. I'm not sure if you're in any position right now to ask for pain, like a victim soul. Personally, I never felt I could ask God for pain. I always thought I got enough otherwise, personally. Maybe you feel the same way too. But I think the one we should aim for is that acceptance of the pain. To accept what we cannot change. And that's that beautiful prayer of Reinhold Niebuhr. Did you ever hear that? Lord, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. What can be changed, what cannot be changed. And there's so much in our lives that cannot be changed. You cannot change your nationality. God forbid you to even think a thought like that. You cannot change the fact that you're born at this particular moment in history. Our existence is thrust upon us. We're caught up in this life and we can't get out. And even if you do choose to take your own life, you still have somebody to answer to. So here's my argument. See if you agree with this.